Thank you so much, Doug, and welcome everybody. Today's topic will be pertinent to each one of you because every practice at one time or another will assign a V code, whether it be in the primary first listed position or in the secondary position. What we have to realize with ICD-10 is that they have a hold on it now for the original implementation date of October 1, 2013. It will most probably now go to October 1, 2014. Now, when we're looking at ICD-10, you're on this call because apparently you've already started your preparation. I don't want you to lose that momentum. You have more time now to put everything into place, more time to monitor your docs, and more time to improve their documentation. Because, as the next slide will tell you, the devil is in the detail. All of your providers, physicians, non-physician practitioners, all of your coders, your supervisors even, will need an overview of these changes, when and how they're going to happen. And they have to align the documentation with the new ICD-10 codes, which have greater detail and clinical descriptions, more so than ICD-9. We're going from approximately 14,000 codes to over 69,000, and they are going to be alphanumeric codes. So all of us are going to face challenges. Even when you're well prepared, issues will arise, but then you won't be in the panic mode. You will be in the let's address this issue and get a solution very calmly, because with any change, change doesn't happen overnight. All of you have competing priorities right now, intractable deadlines. So what you're doing today is commendable because you have to take a disciplined and proactive approach to the strategic planning of ICD-10-CM.